The practical challenges of people actually escaping an abusive relationship and a long-term recovery and the transformation of the survivors.
Yes.
So on this part, if you can just tell us, what are the immediate needs of women and children who seek refugees in your shelters?
Okay, so that is quite extensive. Let me just find, I'll start talking. Are you recording me?
Yes, it's
okay,
recording.
All right, let me just get my paperwork, my preparation. Okay. So the women and their children that come to us, they come from excessive trauma, and every case is different. So we've really, in the past 18 years, seen it all. Their immediate needs would include their safety, medical care, medication, healthy good food, clean clothing, preferably new underwear, and a lot of emotional support. So providing a stable, secure environment at the Cradle of Hope is our absolute priority. And as soon as the lady and her children are safe, there are many, many things above and beyond food and clothing that they need support with. So it would be trauma counseling and debriefing, which is absolutely crucial for the mental well-being of both these mothers and their children. And play therapy is also done with the children by our social workers. Many of the ladies don't, and the children, they don't have ID documents. Their children don't have birth certificates. So they fled their homes without their documents, or their documents were quite often destroyed by their abusive partner.
Mm.
The mother sometimes has to return to the hospital in another province where the child was born initially to retrieve documentation before we can assist her to take her to register her child or children with Home Affairs. Then we need to help them find a placement in a school, assisting them with everything they need to accomplish that, school clothes, stationery, safe transport to the schools and back. We very often need to assist the ladies to lay charges of assault and open up protection orders against the abusive partners. Then we have transport to doctors and hospitals, or in cases where our social workers are successful with the family reunification process, then we need to assist these women and their children with the necessary transport to get back to their families, which could be a bus or a taxi, because it's many times in other provinces as well.
Mm.
It's a very, very complex situation with many demands. This is really just the tip of the iceberg. They need to have their CV professionally redone so that we can assist them to find a work. And it is an extensive process which involves a lot of expenses and a hands-on input to address all the needs that they have. It's a lengthy, very difficult process. They have to be very brave, and it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm. And so you said that obviously you have to do the work to help them emotionally and practically. If you can just give us an understanding of what are the practical and things that you do to help them literally start to rebuild their lives emotionally and practically.
Okay, so at our House of Restoration at the Cradle of Hope, we offer safe accommodation, healthy meals, counselling and life skills training. We also focus intensely on rebuilding their self-esteem and providing the tools necessary for their eventual independent and sustainable living. Our House of Restoration is a safe home for destitute, vulnerable, homeless and abused women as well as their children. And it was established in 2010, 14 years ago, so we've seen it all. Mm. It provides a holistic approach. So the women and their children need a safe place, a warm, clean bed, healthy food, clean clothing, medical care and assistance to take care of their immediate needs. in many instances, because of the state of the government health facilities, we are forced to source private medical assistance in cases where the need is crucial. And of course, this costs money and is quite complex. Counseling and life coaching. The sessions help the women to process their trauma and rebuild their mental health, because when they come to us, they are so broken down that they can hardly breathe. We offer empowerment group sessions that focus on helping the women regain their dignity, their self-worth, and their confidence. Some of them are so broken down that they cannot look at themselves in a mirror. They just can't. We offer support groups, and that again creates a sense of community and shared experience, and this helps the women feel less isolated and more understood. And you cannot believe how many of these ladies think that they're the only person that's being abused.
Yes.
They are so shocked when they realize that I'm one of thousands, and that brings about a sisterhood in them, and there's like a light that goes on in their eyes, and that's the part where we get so excited, because then we know we are busy helping this woman to realize that she's worthy, and where she can get to a point where she can love herself. And we accommodate mothers with their children. We keep the family unit intact, which is absolutely crucial for the well-being of the children. And the goal is to help these women to let go of their past, build a better future for themselves and their children. Also, many of the ladies have been in many abusive relationships. And then with the life coaching and the skills that we teach them, they realize that they are entrapped in a pattern. They choose the same kind of man every time. And that's from their childhood. So we help them to identify, and they realize that I'm choosing the same kind of guy. So next time you meet someone, ask some questions and see the triggers. What are the signs? So we're a place of more. It's the House of Restoration is more than just a safe home. It's really a place of compassion, love, and support, where these women can find hope. We are the cradle of hope and the strength to move forward, and where they can learn to love themselves again.